Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast from 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6 entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a view. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs and MP3 files, and also our TV programs are there, and a host of other Bible-related material that will help you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look and let us know what you think. We also want to invite you to our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. You'll be given those times at the end of this broadcast of our Bible study periods and worship service. We want you to know that you're always welcome to come and be with us, and we want nothing from you except to show you your need for God in your life and a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Please, come out and worship with us today. We are looking, for the last few months, we have been looking at the subject of the fruit of the Spirit. And we have been examining each one of these traits in our lesson, showing the character that God demands that we develop as His children. We're down to the last two. Let us again read our text as we begin. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Relationship to God and to His Word and our attitude towards it is going to be the conduct of the last two of the fruits of the Spirit. Today, we're going to begin to discuss, we'll probably do this at least one more week, maybe two, but we're going to discuss the character of the fruit of the Spirit of faithfulness. We will show how this applies to our relationship with God and our attitude towards His Word. Faithfulness. We're going to look at that attribute as we begin examining it on this Lord's Day. Now, faithfulness applies to our relationship with God. Let us define our term. Conviction of the truth of anything or a belief. In the New Testament, it is a conviction or belief in respecting man's relationship to God and to divine things. Generally, what this included is an ideal of trust and holy fervor born of faith and joined with it. Fidelity, faithfulness, the character of one who can be relied upon, who is diligent and steadfast. Defining faithfulness, the one who is faithful has the character of one on whom you can rely. He's trustworthy, he's reliable, he's steady. He's someone that we can put our full confidence in and we can trust, and he has proved himself to have this character and that we can rely upon him. This is what is under consideration when we discuss the subject of faithfulness. Now, contrasting that, let's look at something that shows the opposite of that. In Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 28 through 31, we see the view of people who do not retain God in their mind. And even as they did not retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. Romans chapter 1, verse 28 through 31. This is the character of one who does not retain God in their knowledge. This is their cause. The cause is that they did not retain God in their knowledge. What is the effect? The effect is that God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things that weren't fitting. What is produced? Ungodly fruit. We listed all these acts of ungodliness that comes from a mind that does not like to retain God in His knowledge. Therefore, it cannot produce anything that is good. It produces things that are contrary to God. Unrighteousness. Anything that is not fitting is unrighteous. Likewise, there is nothing right about there is nothing wrong about faithfulness. Whisperers are secret slanderers and distractors. They are as faithless as can be, but often you cannot detect it at first. They only slander your name in private settings when you are absent, unable to defend yourself. Haters of God. The infidel is a God hater. One either loves God and is faithful to him, or he hates him. Jesus defined the one who loves God as one who faithfully keeps his commandments in John 14:15. Disobedient to parents. It's hard to believe that children who do not learn fidelity to their own parents will not also hate God. We hear of it or have known some who defy their parents' law for sneaking out of the house at night to go to parties, all the way up to murdering their parents. This even occurs in the first century, 1 Timothy 1:9. Many young people do not learn to submit to and respect their parents. They end up dead. Proverbs 30:17 says, "The eye that mocks his father and his scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out and the young eagles will eat it." You see, disobedience to parents is one that is not faithful in his relationship with his parents. Untrustworthy. It is better to look at how other versions translate this passage. In the God's Word to the Nations, it says, don't have any sense. Don't keep promises. Don't show love to their own families or mercies to others. In the Basic Bible English, without knowledge, not true to their undertaking, unkind, having no mercy. In the English Standard Version, with foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. You see, they don't have faith. A.T. Robinson commented, men false to their engagements, who treat covenants as scraps of paper. Psalm 55, David reflected on Ahithophel and mourned his infidelity and his devious ways. My best friend has betrayed his friends. He has broken his solemn promise. His speech is smoother than butter, but there is war in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, but they are like swords ready to attack. You see, in Romans 1, you have the contrast of faithfulness. You have unfaithfulness. And the only thing that unfaithfulness can produce is evil fruit, is ungodliness, is things that God will not tolerate nor accept and will place one in the control of Satan and will make one guilty of sin. And sin separates a man from God. Isaiah 51:52. So a person to have faithfulness must have first and foremost a deep abiding relationship with God. If he is not truly committed and dedicated and zealous to do the works of God, his faith will fail him. And his faith will not be strong enough to get him to the end, to the finish line. And so faithfulness is required if we're going to have a relationship with God that's going to endure and last. Faithfulness is claimed by many, but unfortunately it is only found in very few. Most men will proclaim his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man? Solomon asked that in Proverbs 20:6. Many claim to be faithful, but a hard look at their lives and their conduct reveal they're anything but that. And that it's nothing more than lip service. It's nothing more than going through the motions. Faithfulness is not just a speech. It's not just talk. It's not just saying it. It is demonstrating it by our actions and by our conduct. Faithfulness can easily vanish when men become ungodly. Look at Psalms 12:1-3. Help, O Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. They speak idly, every one to his neighbor. With flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all the flattering lips and the tongues that speak proud things. And that's from Psalms 12:1-3. You see, faithfulness can easily vanish from men who become ungodly and cease to remember God. You see, that's the danger of apostatizing, of falling away, is that it causes us to lose our sight of spiritual soundness and we lose our faith. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a slow process. But if a man is not careful and does not guard his faith, he cannot be faithful and he will become unfaithful. And that unfaithfulness will not be accepted by God and will cause him to be lost on the day of judgment. Faithfulness is a quality to be found in our relationships. It is found in our relationship with God. We must be faithful to God in all things. We must be faithful in our family relationships, as husbands and wives, as mothers and fathers, as children to their parents. We must be faithful in those relationships. With our fellow man and with our brethren, we have to be faithful. We have to be diligent in our responsibilities towards our fellow man and towards each other as our brethren. And we have duties and responsibilities, and we must faithfully carry those out in order to please God. You see, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm getting at is faithfulness affects every aspect of our life. There is not an aspect of your life with God that's not affected by this character of faithfulness. It is something that God absolutely requires. Without any reservation, without any qualm, you will never get to the gates of heaven if you don't develop a strong case of faithfulness. Now, let me just give you an example as we bring this part one to a close. Faithfulness to God is required. Faithful wives, 1 Timothy 3, verse 11, calls upon wives to be faithful. Masters and bondservants are to be faithful in that relationship. Read Titus 2, verse 9. Read Colossians 3, verse 22 and following. Men are to be faithful, according to 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, because they'll be able to teach others. Also read Titus chapter 2 and verse 2. Children are to be faithful in Titus 1 verse 6 and Titus 2 verse 6 through 8. And martyrs were to be faithful unto death as they were commanded to in the Revelation letter in Revelation chapter 2 verse 10. Be thou faithful unto death and thou shalt receive a crown of life. You see, faithfulness. In all of these relationships, God requires faithfulness. We must be faithful in our marriages. We must be faithful in our duties as parents to our children. We must be faithful to our fellow men. And we must be faithful to our employers and employees. And we must be faithful in our relationship with God, in our duties and our responsibilities to Him. And if we are not faithful, then we will lose our soul. Faithfulness is something that must be demonstrated every day. And it must be worked on and perfected throughout our lives, that our faith becomes stronger and stronger, that our faith would never be questioned, that we could never be questioned or ever be demonstrated as not being truly faithful to God. And so we need to understand that faithfulness affects every aspect of our relationship with God. Every aspect. Everything that we are, everything we claim to be, must be demonstrated by the character of faithfulness. Are we faithful in our human relationships? Are we faithful with our brethren? Are we faithful in our duties to God? Are we faithful in our physical relationships? Do we demonstrate the act and the character of faithfulness? Without it, you cannot please God. Without it, you cannot be saved. Read Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Not just any kind of faith, faithfulness. Faithful to what we have rightfully taken on to do His will and for Him to be our master and we are His servants. Dear listener, are you faithful in your relationships with God and with men?